Much of our culture has been affected by the idolatry of the ego. What do I mean by that? Well, I mean that many of the messages that we're bombarded with on a regular basis through all forms of media and social pressures are constantly calling on us to indulge in self-gratification, to bend the knee, you could say, instead of in homage of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to make that unholy Trinity the center of our lives. What is that unholy Trinity? Me, myself, and I. We hear it in a thousand different ways. So think of all those commercials and how they're constantly trying to manipulate us and sell different things to us. And that's not always a bad thing, but notice some of the tactics. Have it your way. Or obey your thirst. How about just do it? If you start to look around, you'll see little things like this constantly being thrown at us. I think that's also one of the reasons why our society has such an epidemic of pornography. And so many, millions and millions of Americans, men and women, struggle with this addiction because we live in a sexually saturated culture. But on the contrary, we have the teaching of our Master, Christ Jesus, in the Gospel today, where he says, "Whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." You see, unlike any other founder of a world religion, Jesus Christ is the only founder who makes himself the center of his teaching. Buddha doesn't say to come to Buddha. Muhammad doesn't say come to Muhammad, you go to Allah. But Jesus Christ is the only one who says, "I am the way. No one comes to the Father but through me." And today, if we don't put him before we put even the most basic relations in our life and follow after him, we are not worthy of him, he tells us. How can he do this? Because Jesus Christ is God incarnate. He is God in our midst. He is our Creator and our Redeemer. He made us, and he made us for himself. And what is the condition that he gives for us? It's the path of the cross. Why the cross? Why would he say that you must pick up your cross daily and follow me if you want to be worthy of me? Because the cross is the school of love, where you and I learn how to put to death our own ego, our own selfish desires. We have to put them to death, brothers and sisters, so that we can learn from him how to truly love one another. And St. Paul told us in our second reading that this work of putting to death sin in our lives began when we were buried and crucified with Christ in holy baptism. Because, he says, there can only be one Lord of our lives. So I ask you, who is Lord of your life? Is it Jesus, or is it still you? Are you still the one who's calling all the shots? Because when we follow Jesus, he commands that we enter into a process of deeper conversion, to be schooled through the way of the cross in how to love. He may even ask of us to cut out certain behaviors in our lives or certain relationships that cause us to be unfaithful to Him. But you see, the culture we live in tells us that we live for our own gratification. We live for the weekend. We just got to get to the weekend. Brothers and sisters, today is the time to start living, stop living for the weekend and living for the kingdom. We have to start living for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And that means, yes, we will carry our cross and put to death sin in our lives and make Him Lord. But there's something very hopeful about all of this. Because just as Jesus carried His cross, He had the help of Simon of Cyrene. And you and I are called to help one another in the midst of the sufferings of our lives to carry those crosses. I don't know how many of you have been to the San Luis Valley in the southern part of the state. But if you ever get a chance to get out there, there's these beautiful bronze life-size statues of the Way of the Cross. And those 14 stations make their way up the hill. But my favorite station there is the fourth station where Simon helps Jesus carry the cross. Because the artist depicted something that's so true that I've never seen in any other station. See, there's Jesus carrying the weight of the cross and Simon next to Him, holding Jesus up. But this is what I love. And then there's Jesus' hand holding Simon, which I thought was so profound, because even in the midst of Simon helping Jesus, really Jesus is helping us carry our cross. And that's what we're called to be for one another. The Christian life isn't so much about you and I bringing Jesus into our lives, but letting Him bring us into His way of life. And so if the rest of the homily put you to sleep, listen to this, because this is the reason why all of this is important. This is a quote from Father Arupe. "Nothing is more practical than finding God, than falling in love in a quite absolute, final way. What you are in love with, what seizes your imagination, will affect everything. It will decide what will get you out of bed in the morning, what you do with your evenings, how you spend your weekends, what you read and whom you know, what breaks your heart, and what amazes you with joy and gratitude. Fall in love, stay in love, and it will decide everything."